Hello, I am calling from Washington Opinion Survey, and we are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. May I speak with Roy Lutz?
Sure.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
That is the answer to the same survey the other day.
I have here that you just have 4% completed. I don't know if it's a good time, or do you want me to call back?
I'm just driving down the interstate doing about 35 miles an hour, so if you feel okay with me doing that.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I'm driving down the interstate doing 75, so if you want to talk to me.
Oh, okay, yeah, because you're driving, so that's why I'm asking if I can call you in a better time.
You know, honestly, I don't have time to do these surveys. Is this for a political thing?
Yes.
And which party?
It's in general.
In general. I tell you what, go ahead and shoot me some questions.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I know it's still ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
100%.
Will you definitely vote?
Yes, definitely voting.
Okay, great. Just making sure that I'm speaking to people of all ages. May I have your age?
Over 50, under 55.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White, Native American.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent, right-leaning.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I have not been satisfied in 5 decades.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Does that answer that?
I need an answer if you approve or disapprove.
I'm laughing. I would say disapprove.
Okay, you will say strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
Neutral.
Okay. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two of the following list: reducing crime and gun violence, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering costs, combating threats to our democracy, border security, improving K-12 education, climate change and protecting the environment, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
You want me to choose which one of those is the most important?
For you, yes. Two options.
Investing back into America would be good. Infrastructure,
okay.
Jobs,
Okay, great. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. It's a neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Mary Glusemkamp Perez.
50.
A 50. Thanks. Maria Cantwell.
10
You never heard?
No, I haven't heard who she is. I haven't heard her name in a long time.
Okay.
50.
Okay. Raul Garcia.
Don't know that name.
Okay. Donald Trump.
51,
thanks. Joe Biden.
49.
Joe Kent.
Thirty-five.
Woke liberals in Congress.
Say that one more time.
Woke liberals in Congress.
Liberals in Congress? 10.
A 10, okay. MAGA Republicans.
A 10.
A 10. Thank you. If the election for president were held today, will you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I'm on the fence still. There's another option.
So to even which one?
There's other people on the ballot if I said those two.
Okay. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Democrat Mary Glusemkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Probably Kent.
Okay. Even though you're not supporting Marie Glusemkamp Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Glusemkamp Perez? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or not chance at all that you might support her?
I need to investigate more. Maybe 50% chance.
Okay. Now I'd like you to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you and a scale of from 0 to 10. Use 0 if you don't think that it's important at all, 5 if you think it's someone important, or 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. A fighter for the middle class.
I bet about a 9.
Okay. Someone who shares your values.
6.
A 6. A working mom who understands the needs of a family.
8.
An 8. Someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
10.
A 10. An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
9.
A 9, and a small business owner.
7.
A 7. Thank you.
Yeah, I got an 8.
Okay, great. Now I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Glusemkin Perez. Please rate your statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to support Mary Glusemkin Perez for Congress, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Mary Glusemkin Perez is taking on a big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
You cut out, but I'm going to the mountains now.
Sorry?
Going to the mountains, so you kind of cut in and out.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to read that again?
We can travel. I'm going to be driving to the mountains. It's going to be kind of spotty reception in the next hour.
Okay. Do you want me to call back in an hour?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Now,
thank you.
Question for you, since I got you in the phone still. You say you're independent of all your questions leading towards Maria Perez. Is this survey for her behalf, for her election, or is this an independent one completely all together?
I really don't know. I'm not told, so I'm just reading verbatim.
Okay, so this is a political party, this is a survey for a particular politician, not for a general, as you said earlier, be a general question.
After this one, there's another 2 questions, and then I'm going there. Then it's going to read some from Joe Kent, I think. So.
Right. I'll be back in an hour.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.